Gushami Brachos, Daf Mem Hei. Excuse me, Daf Nun Hei. The Mur in the bottom of the dot of the bays quotes the line of the Mishnah, the Afilu Nochosh Koruch Al Akevo Lo Yapsik. Even if a snake is wrapped around the heel of a person, he's not allowed to interrupt, he's not allowed to stop his davening. The Mapsik and his tefillah. Again, what is this thing? What are we talking about? So again, the Mefarshim explain, the Moshe explains, so this is not, as we quote from the Gemara later, that this is only when you're when it's wrapped around your foot. Because a snake, unless it is provoked, it's not going to bite. It's not going to be noshak. It's not going to bite. Only if it's frightened, if it's, so therefore, the halacha is that you, a snake is wrapped around your heel, the halacha is you can't stop the mapsik and feel it because it's not a sakana. If it's a situation where it's a sakana mamish, of course, one can do whatever he has to do to move. Now, in, the shayla is here in the Rishayim as to, when we think about hepsik, what does it mean? It says lo yapsik. Does it mean you can't just talk to call someone to help, or you can't even to stop and to move your feet, move out of your spot, shake your leg, move your foot so that you'd be able to maybe shake the snake off? They're also considered a hepsik. So that's a machlokes rishonim, whether how that applies. And the again, the Rush understands the sugya, which is the way most of the Mefarshim explain, that it's, that what is, stepping out of a person's place is also a hepsik, but it depends what kind of hepsik it is. In other words, you can, if you can't shake off to move out of your spot, because that would be considered a hepsik, but as well, not only speaking, but the other Rishonim say, no, only the speaking, the hepsik, moving around is not a hepsik. So the shayla is over here, what's the halacha? How, what do we say that you can't do? So the Gemara says that Rav Huna, Meshem Rav Yossi, said that the only gabi a nakash, we say, Lashon ala nakash, only a nakash, a snake, is the halacha we talk about, you can't be mapsik. I will not crave mapsik. But a scorpion, then you are mapsik. And the reason the Gemara explains why would that be different? Because because there, a scorpion stings again and again. And the Mela, therefore, it would be considered something that would be a Dava Masukin. It would be a something that's considered a Mu'ud, Lahazik, which is the Lashon of the Merab. Huldo says, Mu'ud Lahazik. It's a Mu'ud Lahazik. So a Mu'ud Lahazik, therefore, a person would be able to go protect himself and to, not to get bitten, but a makev achizum makev, says the Lashon of the Rishon Slow. So therefore, it's more masukin to happen. Therefore, we're not, it's not a problem. Now, the, so this dialogue we talk about of where you can go ahead and not to be mopsik is only where it's, not just where we skin. Snakes generally do not, unless they're threatened, unless they're scared, they don't react, they don't bite. So therefore, in a sense, it's not a sakana. If a person should not be allowed to be able to move or speak, it depends on which of the Rishonim you're speaking about. The Loyamar says, only time we said it's a problem, only if it's wrapped around your foot. Because again, if it's wrapped around your foot, it's not going to do anything, because if it's not threatened, it's not frightened, it's not going to move. So therefore, just the fact it's around your foot, you can't even move your foot according to the Rush, because that, again, will be considered hepsik. I will remember my CEO book anecdote, but if it's beginning to make sounds like it's about to attack, raise a master mulefana. Then the luck is you're allowed to go hide yourself and move away. Then you're allowed to go hide, but you still can't be mafsik. Now, what does this mean, mafsik? So he says, the Pei Moshe says, you'll have to go to the side to move away from it, to hide from it. But, to be mopsik in the tefillah, that you still, to speak, that you can't do. You'll have to go to the side that the snake will continue going and won't notice that the person passed you by, won't notice that you left. So that a person is able to do because it's about to bite. But if not, but even then you can't go be mopsik, but a person who is, the biting is not to be concerned, then the halacha is, it's not even an issue. You can be mafsik at all. The Gemara says that we see a similar idea in a brisa. Tani b'lan tana brisa. Hayoi made mispalal ba'asratya or ba'palaji. A person standing in a, davening in the middle of a road, in a public thoroughfare, in the middle of a road, or platya in an open area, in Rishas Arabim, in a place where people are traffic, where a lot of traffic is going. And Mela, if he stands and davens there, he's going to be potential that he'll be hit and be run over by an animal or a wagon. A lot of move away out of the way of a wagon or a chamor that will trample over him, and it'll be, it's a considered sakana. But you can't be mafsik tefillah. Again, so you can move away, but you don't call out and to help. So Mela, the same idea over here. We said that a person go ahead, same concept. That say that you're allowed to go ahead, you can move out of the way. You're allowed to move out of the way if it's going to be damaged, but you can't call out. So same idea would apply to Bryce, the same idea as we said over here, nogeya to nakash on his foot, that halakha is you can't go and do anything. He was standing in davening. Chavarva vekisho, and a chavarva came to bite him. Now this is something which is the Mara describes as a very, very dangerous type of snake. It's a mixture of a snake. It's called arud. It's called referred to as an arud. And there it's sakana, because there a person gets bitten by that. That's considered a sakana. That person will definitely die. The Rashi Slow says it's min anakash or tzav bosh and skokan zeh mezeh, that's his name, arud. It comes out of a combination of a snake and a type of insect, a weasel or something. So there, the halach is that in such a case, we say that, this is a sakana. Again, you can move. But there was a case that happened when I was a that he went there and came and bit him. When he finished the Shemoneh Esrei, they saw that this chavarver, this dangerous snake, was lying dead on a hole, and the hole where it goes into the ground, it was lying there dead. So Amrullah, they said, people were saying, when they saw the nace, what was it, a person who gets bitten by a chavra? Because again, it's deadly. To a chavra, and what was the chavra that got bitten, that bites off the nebendosa? The Gemara says, Ataka, what's a pshat? How was it? What was the nace? What happened that he wasn't bitten? That he was bitten, but he survived. So the Gemara says, what is the nature? What is the way? How does this work? Gemara says, when a person is bitten by this terrible, powerful snake, if a person gets there to the water be first, then the chavra dies, and he'll survive. But if the chavra reaches the water first, then the person will die. Again, idea is some type of, no medical type of thing, but rather some type of skula, that this is a protection against such a dangerous creature, a dangerous snake, that is a masukin ma'od, is a lashon of the premosha. And therefore, only in a situation like that, where a person in Connecticut goes and went ahead and go into water, that's a skula for be able to go ahead and be protected. So the Gemara says, so what happened? I'm like, Tamido, Rebbe, didn't you feel the bite? It was a strong bite. How can you not feel it? What would be, how terrible would be if I felt being bitten by a chavarro when I'm davening? In other words, I'm davening, I'm mescavim properly. I shouldn't be able to notice anything or feel anything. So what would be me? What kind of person would I be? What kind of tefillah would I have if I would realize that I'm being bitten when I'm dominating? So Mer says, so what did happen? How was he saved? Mer says, I'm going to tell you about Elazar. Yitzhak Ben Elazar says, Gemara says that the Akadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ayan, once a Barla Akadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ayan Takas Kapas Rago. Akadosh Baruch Hu prepared and created a well of water underneath his feet, soles of his feet. So therefore, what? The Kaimash Nema, the Tzoner of Yaseh, the Yeshav Asim Yeshav Hashem. The opposed of fear of Hashem, Akadosh Baruch Hu will do that and even do more than that, even save them. In other words, what Akadosh Baruch Hu did is made it that is the water, like he was in a pool of water opened up under his feet so that he was really standing in the water. And we said before, the school ought to be saved from the bite of this terrible snake is that if you go into the water first, then the Chavavar dies, and you'll be saved. So that was sort of like a Tevedic way that he was saved. And the question is, what was the source of that? He was daven, he didn't daven for that, he didn't know the snake was there. So it says, that's what the Pasuk says. Therefore a person who was praying and davening for a certain thing, and then you'll be so good to be saved from something else that you didn't even have in mind, that would be even saved, Hayidei Neis. That's a lesson of Pei Moshe. B'shosh nishma shavoso, since your tefillah is Kosh Baruch Hu listened to, Shakiman said, what you had in mind to, she had nace said. You also saved with a nace as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu throws in the nace. Not only is your tefillah answered, but Kadosh Baruch Hu throws in as well the nace, that's why he was able to be saved. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Gemara says that the, right in the Mishnah, it's also about other things that we talk about, and it's from Esrei, things that a person has to have kavana, okay, to different things you're supposed to have in mind when you're davening. Askiyun gruas kashamim tefias amazin. In the gashamim, the gruas kashamim, you mentioned gruas kashamim. A person mentions rain in the brook of tefias amazin. Now, when do you do that? And talking about in the case in the season when it's the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael, a person goes ahead and mentions mashu ruach amir nageshem, and he mentioned it in tefias amazin. The gruas and explain why tefias amazin. What's the reason why Tchias HaMeisim? V'shol enu G'shamim v'b'yachas HaShanim. And then we have the bracha of G'shamim. We ask for St. Talmatov, St. Bracha, in the B'yachas HaShanim. V'abdol v'chonin das. Let's stop for a moment. These two things, the difference between Gerus G'shamim and between Shol and G'shamim. Why is it one place we mention it, the Lashon Maskir, and the other place is Sholin? Says the B'nai Moshe, Mashiruch Marag G'shamim, She'enu Lashon Makosha, Lashon Husker V'sheva. That's not a bakash, it's not a request. It's only a scholar mentioning the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beshach Shomim Echem Egosu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the rain is one of the great greatnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevurah, of his Kayak, the Pasuk says, Oisek Dos HaNecheker. Therefore, we put it together with the Tchias HaMeisim, which I'm going to explain, is the greatest testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kayak. That's why he mentioned, it's mentioned over there. But Saint Talmata, which is about Kashash, that's Sholem Ibechas Hashanim, then you say that, the Lashem HaKasha, you say it in the Bracha, the Mitoch HaPanasa, but therefore we say that's the Bracha Panasa. And the Bracha Panasa means you have to have things grow in order to be able to feed your family, to be able to have what to eat, and be able to sell things in the marketplace. So if it's the appropriate place to mention, as part of the Saint Talmud, the request for a rain, which is nogea to the sugya of the connected to the theme of Parnasa Bechas Hashan. Anyway, the mistress of Abdullah Kone Das, and Abdullah Yisei Bechane Das, and Aflekis Tanoim. The Baruch, you say Abdullah Bermatze Shabbos, with the Baruch of Kone Das, the way we have it. Rakiba said, no, Omer Baruch of Revius Benayas, we say a fourth Baruch by itself, which means you say the Baruch of, what is it, the fourth bracha? It means the fourth bracha means a special bracha you make Abdullah. The fourth bracha should be the bracha of Abdullah, and then afterwards you make the bracha of Koinen Hadas. Afterwards you make the bracha of Koinen Hadas. So they have a Koisim or Brikas Koinen Hadas, but Brikas Revi is Kotim Koinen Hadas, Omer Brikal Atzma, says Rosh Shlof. Well, Koisim Bramadim and Koisim Kol, the next one will be Brikal Hadas. So either the way we do it today, we make Abdullah in Koinen Hadas, we had Atachan Antanu. And Rav Kiva says, you make the bracha of Hamavdil at Tachan Antonu, you make the bracha of Hamavdil, Beikol Shokol, Bracha Toshem, Beikol Shokol, and it would be the fourth bracha. And then the fifth bracha would be at Tachon and the regular Nusuk bracha that we have. We go pass like Rav Kiva. Rav Elazar, Amen, Bauda, we say the bracha of Abdullah, we say where? Again, in the bracha of Hodah. Wild da, same idea would be, the concept would be the same idea, because we're give a shavuot hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have hodah, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to have Shabbos, we're able to be mafkin and hold the Kodesh. So it's a special bracha that we have, a thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's appropriate to say in hodah, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does for us. What's the reason why we say it? Because the shamim, the tkiyas hamesim is the olam, brings life to the world. Tkiyas hamesim chayim lo, it brings chayim to the world by bringing people back to life. So yudas kshemim brings life to the world. By, if not for rain, there'd be no sustaining human life. There'd be nobody be able to live. Nothing would grow. So it's appropriate that it's to be considered that it should belong in the same idea. It gives life. It should belong in the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. Mara says, "Chia Baraba Shamalei Adot." We see a pasuk. Where do we see it from? A pasuk based in Hosea. Yechidim Yom and Yom Shishi Yekemenim Nechilaf. We should go ahead and revive us. And a third day will lift us up. As Nadel Yidvul Goladas as Hashem. The Shaka Nachal Motzo, because people will know, to go ahead, will know Hashem. But we know that when the morning, when it comes clearly, when it rains, we'll know that the field is things there. Because Broku revived the world, that rain came, and in a sense, what it's saying is that we'll have, we recognize that the world is now going to be able to be mamshik, and be able to continue, and we'll be able to live, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided the one thing, the rain, that provides the sustenance to the world to be able to live. Therefore, the pasuk you see clearly that shamim is tied to the inyan of rain. Smichas, that's the lashon of the psukim. Says the Malka, that's going to be right. Gemara says that the Torah wants to know that Loka Ksir, we learned in the Pasik, says in the Pasik, Mayomel, okay, I go Tishwi, me Tishwi, Agilad, El Akko. The Pasik says, we're talking about a Pasik that we have in Malachim, where we see that somehow the Tal, Berkas HaTal, is totally in Tchias HaMeisim. It connects to bringing back the Tchias HaMeisim, we'll see from the Psukim. Because it says, he said to him, he swore when they were sinning and came to destroy the city. Someone says that he said that the city was destroyed. Someone said that they made up that nobody would, that when they destroyed Jericho, so Yeshua made a klola that no one's allowed to rebuild the city. And they went ahead to go ahead and build the city anyway. So Leo came to go in to provide him, they're going to curse them. What was the curse? He said that there'll be no rain. That during his lifetime, there'll be no rain. And there'll be no dew, and there'll be no rain, and there'll be no tal. And we'll explain what this is. So we see that what happened. Where it says that there was a therefore young Kishra, it only be according to his word. Nothing without his words, but Leo and Nabi approving it, giving permission, there'll be no rain and no dew. The Gemara says, what happened? The Taka, the Leo's curse made a difference and Hashem stopped the rain and the dew? The Gemara says, no. Machlekes. Machlekes, Kad, Amar, Bein Alatal, Bein Alamot, and Ishmalo, and Leo made the Klola, the Shavuot, the Klola, on Tal and on Matar, on dew and on rain, on Kosh Baruch Hu listened to both of them, and both of them, Taka, Hashem held back. The other one says, no, Alamot, and Ishmalo, Alatal, and Ishmalo, only on rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back, but on the dew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not hold back. He was not able to go ahead and to stop the cloud. Hashem brought the tal anyway, even though he made the klala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to him. And the Gemara is going to explain why. What was the difference? The Gemara said, mind the one who says that you listen to him on rain and not on dew. Menadoka state in the pasuk, based upon the pasuk and pasuk in Malachim, where it said that Hashem said to him, Leich Erel Alachav et Amachar. Go tell Alachav, after 3 years that there was a tremendous drought in the land because of a curse of Elio, go tell him that I'm going to go bring rain. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him I'm going to bring rain? Mata, you should say, I'll bring rain, but tell him Mata. because he said the klal was on both. So the chara raya that Akash Broker never was makuyim, that the klala on the tal was not makuyim, only the klala on the mutter was makuyim. Because otherwise, why did he say, I'll bring back the tal as well? I'll bring back the tal as well. So the chay, we see from here that it wasn't makuyim, that this part of the chay wasn't makuyim. Losh luska shem al tal, says the Pnei Moshe. Shmai lo avi mutter. Akash Broker didn't hold it back. The Gemara says, why should it be a difference? Break the Gemara, if that's true, if that's what you're saying. Question is, if he said that, why should it be though? The Gemara said, why was it Mavater? If he made it, according to one who says that Akash Baruch Hu, that makes sense. He said, Psukim Akash Baruch Hu wasn't Makabel. But if according to the Man Yom who says that Akash Baruch Hu listened and the color worked and Akash Baruch Hu didn't bring down in time of Akav, neither Tal or Mat or Matar, neither rain or dew, then Akon or Nedra Lisha, how could Akash Baruch Hu be Matar half the Nether? We know when you make a Nether, it's either all undone or none undone. But you can't do one out the other. It's what comes together. So why would it be, how could it be that they undid the Nether of Tal? So I said, no, Amar Dakuma, right, is a rule. So we have in a Dorim, Sarvin, Mei, Maneda, Shota, Meklalo, Dukulo. When a person makes a Neder, and you go ahead and you undo your Matir, half the Neder, and you Matir the rest as well. In other words, Enochanami, Batsim, it was one Neder. And both of them Hashem listened to. But once we undid one part of the Neder, so we undid the other one as well. We undid the other one as well, Matir Neder, Matir, the whole thing becomes undone. So that's why I was able to go ahead and undo. You didn't have to say, the person have to say, Shem did both, but there was one done. He did one, Melo Biyadaku, and if it could be, go ahead and to do so. The Gemara says, here's the boy, now Gemara's another Teretz. He's boy, Mema, Bibnashel Tzarafet. You could say, really, Enochanami, that it was, that the Nedo did happen by both Tal and Matar. But by Tal, Akash Broku had a special thing that Leo himself undid that Nedo. Why? Nageya to Bibnashel Tzarafet. Nageya to the woman from Tzarafet. That was the famous Maisa. When Eliyahu came to Tzarafet, so there was a Nisha Almana who had a little bit, she was a poor person, she had a little flour and a little oil and enough for just a day. And Kolzma Eliyahu stayed by her, so which was an entire year, she was able to sustain him with that. So it was a special nace. So then when he left, they gave her a bracha. And then a little after she left, the child died. So she came running to Elio, Elio Davin, and then the child was brought back to life. So there, when that might happen, so then Akash Baruch Hu had to make him undo, he had to undo the nether of Tal at that time. Where do we see it from? Where I said, because the Yikra of Hashem and Yom Elakai, Hashem called, Hashem, Elio called to Hashem, and Hashem said that you have to come back, bring him back to life. So Mamela, so brought him back to life. How did Hashem bring him back to life? So basically the pasuk is that, Batesha Nafsho, that the, look at the pasuk, so the Pnei Moshe explains, Reisha Adi Kwam Yusuf, it's extra. Lovely the Mikhtav Ella, Batesha Nafsho Yelet. The way the Pnei Moshe explains that it says Hashem called him and Hashem said to him, listen to Hashem. Like he repeated again. What are you saying it twice? Notes of Hashem listened to him to bring back the child. So then, of course what was the need that he listened to him a second time? What was the first request? Well, if I said the first request, well, Hashem said, in order to undo the child, to bring him back life, you need to have Tal. Tal is the thing that brings life back. The male of Elio had to undo the nether, the first part of the nether of Tal, at an earlier time, and therefore it was rescinded then, and then he was able to go ahead as a result, allow the child to live. And then now, the Akav Hashem says to him, after 3 years, now go lift the other part of the nether, the mutter, the rain, it's going to bring rain as well. And the Gemara says, I'm going to be the Rebbe Pazi. I'm going to give some mashal. A person went ahead and stole a bag, a doctor's bag. Im Shirel Yotzev in the Gamino. And when he later on, after he left, his son got hurt. His son had an accident. His son got hurt. So now, what happened? The Gemara says, now, so because he runs back to the doctor. Shalom, he tells him, go ahead. Don't you have a favor? My master, my doctor, please help my son. So I'm like, I can say to him, Lay Gazelli, and nothing showed me before his name. Give me back my bag with all my medicines in there. And he Rabbi Brother, and I'm more than happy to go ahead and heal your son. You stop Tal. You made a neder not to stop Tal. You want me to go ahead and relive and bring back this child to life? Man, we have to go be Mata Neder to give me back the Tal. Mason only works with Tal. Only thing that makes me able to go ahead and revive is with Tal. And I'll go ahead and be able to revive this woman, the son of this woman from Tzfat. So the same idea that they were able to do so. The Moshe just brings down that it's labdaf kmiyah, when he goes ahead and the child, the mushel, when the robber went and took and then he stole the bag and then the child went out and got wounded, got hurt. So labdaf kmiyah doesn't mean right away at that point it happened. Yotzele, later on, another time it happened that the child got down. Then he had to go back. He told me back the medic, give me back my bag with my medicines in there. So to over here, the same idea that, wasn't immediately, but you have to go back and bring back the matzah so that later, you'll be able to go ahead and revive the child when the child is needed, when she came to him for the child. So therefore we have to go ahead and undo the neder at that point. So it was done at an earlier time. So Melech explains the Manyama that this will be able to divide up the neder, to restore in the time of Akav, restore both the dew and the rain, so that there should be the drought will end. So where do we get it from? Where does the world get it from? That life and death is only totally batal. Not in rain, but in the dew. Where do we get it from? In the pasuk in Yeshaya. That your dead will go ahead, will rise up. They'll go ahead and they will rise up in song. Those who are the shokna, those who are lying in the dirt. Because tal will go on you. Eretz, the farim, tapil, the loon will go ahead and bring you out. What does that mean? It means the same idea, explains the Pnei Moshe. So what is the pasuk telling us of the Pnei Moshe on the top of Amud Beis? Tells us that what it means is that the save the cry, Eretz from Tapil HaMesim, Shem Krozen Rafoim, and Mukhtem Ba'aretz Tiflo Rasam. So Mara said what it means is, Amrav Tanukum Adroi, V'Aro Tafkida Tavala, the land will go ahead and dislodge, spit out, those who were there, those who were top, those who were absorbed in it. In other words, what would happen? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring me out to Mason? And when the Mason are buried in the ground, the dew will come onto the ground, and that dew will happen at the Korach of Tchias HaMason, and that's how they will rise up. So therefore, we see that therefore, Tal is appropriate to be mentioned in the Baruch of Tchias HaMason, M'chai HaMason, because that is the Baruch of the Gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is tied together with Tchias HaMason itself. There's the Gemara. Gemara says, the Rav Yaakov, the Kfar Chana, Mishem Lakish. Gemara says, what's for? Why, according to Man Yamar, that says that Eliyahu's curse worked for rain and dew both together, Hashem listened to him, and later on he had to undo the one undo on Tal, rather, that didn't only work on rain, not on Tal. Why not? Why couldn't it work? So Gemara says, Avram went ahead and was monk. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him. And Spati and Isha, Amy Mazel, Bonam Yolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, I'm never going to take Tal. I'm never going to remove two. Your children are always going to have Tal. What's the reason why Tal? What's their reward for Tal? Lake Tal Yavasecha. Famous Pasig. The Pasig tells us, in Tehillim, friend of Ravino, like Rami said, because of you, there'll be Tal Yosekha. Your descendants will always have Tal. Will always have, do for them. Do will become as a result of who you are. It says, after Nishba Hashem, Hashem swore it, Velonachem, he won't give up. He won't stop. So therefore you see the one, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that I made a promise to Avram, and he swore by that promise. Therefore, Eliyahu wasn't able to go ahead to stop the Tal because it was already built into a promise that was given to Avram and to Noah's children. Therefore, they couldn't stop. So I think Amara, I'm Rabbi Mabazi, but the secret is to Avram. When I gave it to Avram, Because Baruch Hu, you gave to my father Avram the daitke. You gave him like a deed. You gave him as a thing that was deeded to him. Tal, matana said to loves. I'm go ahead. I'm going to give it to my children, Yaakov, and the descendants, matana. They should also have it. You never take. That was the bracha Yitzhak gave to Yaakov, Mital HaShemayim. What kind of bracha is that? That was the bracha of the special gift that was given to Avram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram that I'm giving you this because the I'm not going to take Tal Mevi Olam. So therefore, like Tal Yad Rosecha, therefore that was something that was given to them. Yitzhak asked to be given forever for his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it to them, and therefore Eliyahu was not able to take that away to make a neder to curse, take it away, because it was given the Olam. Amar Rav Shmuel Melech Eni, Vashash Yisrael Bali Deyaveh Masim Mamek Shalom Netzar. That's, what about rain? This is as far as dew. What about rain? When Klai Yisrael is sinning, they fall to Abeir Masim Ram, and they fall to sin and all kinds of terrible Abeirahs. Shalom Netzar, and rain stops. So then what happened? You bring a special Zakin like Yosef Gili, a great man, Yavkiya Ba'adam, and he goes and he davens for them, and then the rain comes down on their skos. In other words, it's the way it works. Why Yosef Gili davka? He had special skosim. Yosef Gili did things, he had tremendous chesed, he did chesed, he supported people he didn't have to. And Mamela, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done him and gave him that even though Klai Yisrael sinned and didn't deserve the Kshamim, because of him, his chus, he went and gave him a Kshamim. But that's his reign. But Tal does not go down with chus. It does not fall out of any chus from any person. Matam, because it says, Gatal Me'a Hashem Grivim Ola Yesev Asher Yikav Ola Ish Yichal B'nei Adam, a special pasuk in Micha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this Tal is going to be a special thing given to the world. Given to be just like grass, no grass will grow without a person, a talent. That would be the lesson for people to know that they're able to grow things, that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving life to the world. That's something that will continue to remain. That's not like Shaman where you need a schus, Christ needs a schus for it to happen, but this talent, something will happen regardless, as part of the built-in fabric of the world. It's the way the Hamedim seems to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, then the pasuk we say the bracha of Kshamim. We say the bracha of Kshamim by Mechayim Eisen, then we say the bracha was Shoal of Kshamim by Birkas Hashanim. What happens if a person would go ahead in the middle of the winter season? He mentioned Tal. He didn't mention rain. Instead, you mentioned Tal. So, right, Gemara says, what happened? So Gemara says, therefore, it seems the way you used to do, you used to go ahead, when you say Moed Atol, you say Mashiach Moed Atol, and in the winter, you would say Mashiach Moed Hageshem. So Mela, that is the way that Bodan Shulchan Aruch. So therefore here, a person went ahead and said, instead of saying, Mashiach Moed Hageshem, you said Mashiach Moed Atol. So therefore, Amasin, you don't have to go back, it's good enough, you're good with Yotzi, but you have a Yotzi, you don't have to go back and correct it. What about the other way around, Batil, the Iskir, you're saying Batal, you're in the summer, and now you're saying, Shamim, Allah, because Maksiyun or so, we make it go back, because that's a klola. Because we don't want rain, otherwise it's explained. Rain is not a good time now. Some of that rain is very detrimental. So therefore, we don't want you, and you have to go back. Break the Gemara, Gemara says, that time, we live in a brisa. But the Rukos, Lakhivaka, Kamalaskir, Tal, but Tal, Rukos, there's no need to, the Azal, they're not required to say neither Tal nor Rukos. Unless you're Rukos, and maybe not Tal, you don't have to say Maratol. Being Ratzalask, you want to mention it, you can say Maski, you can mention it. So you see, how could you say the what? That a person goes back, and you left it out, you have to go back. You don't have to go back, because you don't have to say it. Very first, you don't have to. Not, you don't have to. But when I say it, it says, no, a person goes ahead and curses it, is not able to go ahead and pray, and is Mazi, is not, you can't compare that, or dummy, you can't compare someone who curses it to someone who doesn't go ahead and does not daven. But doesn't get encouraged, it just didn't daven for it. But there's a difference. So a person goes ahead and says something where you bring rain at a time when you're not supposed to bring rain, so then it's a curse. So then it doesn't, it's not the same thing that happened where in another time where it's something that is not needed, but it's not a curse. Right? That's why over here, you don't have to be moxer. Think more about Dani, we learn, Maxina, so you have to go back. So you see over here, you're just sitting saying, you don't have to go back. You're just saying, Rav Zeira, the halacha is, And Lotzal asks the Maskev, if you want to, can. If you don't have to. So here we see you have to go back. Chorus is steering. Moshe says, no, but you don't have a little tabla matter. When does the price say you have to go back? You have to go back is when the person didn't went ahead and didn't say neither do or ring. Let's say lo tabla matter. Said nothing. You said nothing. That's not the vada. You have to go back. But if you didn't, that's when the price says that then Moshe says, then you have to go back. But the person went ahead and said something else, which is something else which could work. You said Talva, Malkum Shamim. So since Talva is also beneficial, then at Talva, because you can, you're Yotze, and you don't have to be Chosev. So there's an afkmina whether you curse it, you don't say nothing, and therefore, if you don't say nothing, so then there's no bracha at all in what you said. Mele, therefore, you have to say, go back, because you have to say a bracha. You have to say, you need Tal and Negeshev. But if you said one of them, so at least that there's something that said, Mele, therefore, you're a Yotze, a machzino, so you don't have to go back, and you could be yotze. This is the halacha that we find, and Shulchan Aruch we find clearly if a person leaves out, you say mashruach, and that's what the people don't say anything. You say mashruach mara geshem. The people that don't say anything at all, they don't say merit at all. So therefore, those are some because if you say the wrong thing, you're fine. But one of those minute you say that you say merit at all, so you're saying the wrong thing. But you really, if you say that, the yeshiva doesn't hold that you're correct because there is tal. So even though you didn't say Geshem, but there is Tal even there as well. So that you wouldn't have to go back. And that's one that could be the basis of the Minna, the different Minna you have in Shulchan Aruch between the Svad and Ashkenaz. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Makab and Ramah, the Noise Caleb, the Gaya to the Shaila as to when you would have to go back or not. Now what happens if the person didn't say it here and you say it, can you say it in a bracha later? That's something we're going to see in the Gemara now.